Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed tes, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of daf lamed ches amid beis. We're in the middle of two blot of Agadat Gemara tucked away at the end of the fourth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. So as we get into the Divrei Agada, so the Mishnah had been discussing dinei nefashos, specifically ketzad ma'amin aso edim, before edim would testify and say something that may cause Bezdin to give capital punishment. Bezdin would have to do their best to vet out these Edom, to make sure that they're telling the truth. And one of the things that Bezdin would do is they'd be ma'ahim the Edom. They would intimidate them. They would give them a musa shmuz. They would talk to them, explain to them the severity of what it is they're getting involved in. In other words, if you're lying and you're going to cause an innocent person to die, realize that what you're doing is very, very, very serious. They would tell him about Cain who killed Hevel. And Hashem comes to Cain and he says, Kol demei ochicha tzayak emelai. He didn't say kol dam ochicha, which would have been more grammatically correct. He said kol demei ochicha, because he was trying to say, realize that an entire world could have come from Hevel, and because you killed him, you're now responsible for damoy and dam zaroisav, etc. They used to tell him, kol ma'abed nefesh achas miyisrael kiilu ibid olam ole. They would tell him, b'shvili nivra olam, like we spoke yesterday for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Either way, the Gemara digressed from this discussion into a more detailed discussion about Kayin, Hevel. From there we spoke about Adam HaRishon, and the Gemara broke down the Shtei Mesrei Shois of the sixth day of creation. Exactly how everything played itself out. At the very end of the Gemara said some very interesting mamorim, Gemaras that we went through pretty quickly, that Adam HaRishon was a min, Adam HaRishon was Moshech Ba'arla, Adam HaRishon was an apikoyres. So on the topic of a min and an apikoyres, the Gemara is going to digress, and we're going to have a whole Amid Gemara that's going to talk about how a person is supposed to deal with an apikoyres. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, and where's Hasam? It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Elazar Oim, have you shakud lil moy Torah? A person should be careful to learn Torah. He should be a masmid. He should steig away. And at the same time, vida masha tosh of apikoyres. He should know what to answer to an apikoyres. We'll see what that means later. Amr Abyechim, lo yishanu apikoyres shalavikicham. This is all true for an apikoyres that's an Eina Yehudi. Av apikoyres Yisrael. But an apikoyres that's a Yid, it's better not to answer. It's better not to talk to him, because kol shekein de pakar tfei. Your conversation with him is only going to complicate things. It's only going to make things worse. So if you meet an apikoyres that's an Eina Yehudi, da mashatosh of apikoyres. But an apikoyres Yehudi, there's no idea of da mashatosh of apikoyres. Fascinating. This is a Mishnah that's often quoted, but people don't know this Gemara. The Gemara says it's only true for an apikoyres Eina Yehudi. But an apikoyres Yehudi, to the contrary, all you're going to do is you're going to add flame to the fire. Kol shekein de pakar tfei. The Achronim discuss, what about a tinek shenishba? A tinek shenishba bizmanenu, somebody that was raised in a 100% secular setting, he doesn't know anything about Yiddishkeit. It's not like he learned in yeshivas and that he left and he's complicated and he has machshava zorois, bad hashkafs. He just doesn't know anything. He's an oinus. He's a tinoik shenishba. So some want to say that maybe that wouldn't be considered an apikoyres. You find this in other areas in Allah as well. But as it relates to dam mashatosh of apikoyres, yesh la'ayin, whether a tinoik shenishba would be considered an apikoyres Yisrael, where we say kol shekein de pakar tfei, better you don't talk to him, or maybe not. Every time there's a pasuk that seems to be misleading the minim, chuvasa mitzidon, you should know that the answer to what it is they're saying can be found on the side. Meaning, Rabbi Yechanan is about to mention many misleading psukim, many psukim which seem to question, perhaps, our most fundamental belief, which is that there's one Borei Olam who created the world. There were Minim, pagans. Others say that Minim, by the way, is Rosh Hashanah, Mitalmido Yeshay Noitzri. Could be these were the Christians who believe in the Trinity, etc. So there's an idea of Shtei Rishuyos in their belief system. And they were arguing with the Chachamim that there are psukim in the Torah that seem to suggest more what they're arguing than what the Yidden believe. But said Rabbi Yochanan, that every single pasuk that a min has ever been able to pull out of his pocket to try to bring as proof, as ammunition to his argument, you literally could say on that, you don't have to turn the page. The answer is right in front of you. For example, the pasuk says, Nasa Adam Betzalmenu. Hashem Kaviyachal seems to be speaking to other people, other beings, and he says, let's go together and create man. Now Rashi Chumash already brings that this is a very misleading pasuk, because it sounds like Hashem didn't create Adam Arishon by himself, but it was Nasa. But for Omer said Rabbi Yochanan, right there, the pasuk continues and says Vayivra Elekin as the Adam. It doesn't say Vayivra'u, it says Vayivra, Lashon Yachid. So even though the word Nasa is misleading, very true, but Vayivra is a Lashon Yachid. So Chuvase Betzidai. The pasuk says Hava Nerda V'Nav L'Sham Svasim. That's in the context of the Dara Flaga. Hava Nerda, let's go down. Who's let's go down? It sounds like Chalila the Shtei Rishuyas, but the pasuk continues and says Vayered Hashem Lirois Esoir Ves Hamigdol. So even though it says Hava Nerda, but really it was only Vayered Hashem. The pasuk says regarding Yaakov Avinu, he builds a mizbeach in Beisel. Why? Ki Shom Niglu Elav Hu Elikim. Niglu Lashon Rabbim. Who are these gods that appear to him? It's one Hashem Elikenu Hashem Echad. Says the Gemara, it says, Lokela Oina Oisi B'Yem Tzarasi. Rabbi Yechon said there too, Ha Oina Oisi B'Yem Tzarasi, Lokela Lashon Yachid. So clearly, Chuvasa B'Tzidai. Another pasuk, Ki Migoy Gadol, Asher Lo Yalekim Kroivim Elof. Kroivim is a Lashon Rabbah. So we're talking about Elokim and Kroivim, they are close to us. Says Rabbi Yechanan, but again Chuvasi Mitzidai, because it says Kashem Alekeinu Bechol Koreinu Eilav. Another pasuk, Umi Kamchi Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz Asher Hochu Alekim. Hochu Alekim, again Lashon Rabbim. But it says Liftois Loi La'am. Loi is a Lashon Yachid. And then one final example, and this is a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel has a Chazoin, he has a Nevuah, and he sees Adi Korsovan Remiv. He sees the Rekia, the Pamal Yishalmaila, and he sees two thrones. Two thrones? Chura, there should only be one throne. It's mashma, maybe shtei reshuyas. That's what the meaning we're arguing. But said Rabbi Yochanan, continue. It says, va'atik yoyim ben yisif. The Ebishtu was sitting. So even though there were two thrones, there was only one being, one God sitting, because of course, Hashem alakeinu Hashem echad. Says the Gemara, that if really there's, of course, Hashem Echad. Then why all these misleading psukim? Says the Gemara, Hanach Lamali, Kid Rabbi Yechanan. So the answer is something else Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan, Inna Kadosh Baruch Hu Isa Davar, Elon came Nimlech Bepamal Yosham Maila. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach people exactly how they're supposed to go about their business. And that is, you should never act unilaterally. You're supposed to have a board of directors. You're supposed to have an advisory board. You should have people that you consult with, and don't act on your own. And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who of course doesn't need to consult with anybody, but at the same time, there are psukim that suggests ki'ilu he does. Why? To teach us, Rashi brings us a Chumash Parashas Bereishis on the pasuk, Nasa Adam Betzalmenu, to teach us that that's the way we're supposed to do. But the Gemara Shenema Bigzeres Irim Piskama Ubemeimar Kedishin Sheilasa. But the Gemara says Hot Teinach Kulu. That works for all the psukim. Adi Karsovan Remiv Mayikol Meimar. How does it explain the pasuk with Daniel? Daniel saw two thrones. The advisors don't sit on thrones. The fact that there's another throne is mashma, not that they're advisors. It's mashma that there's somebody else with serious authority. Says the Gemara Echad Loi VeEchad LoDavi. You want to know why there were two thrones? One was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other one was for David HaMelech. The tiny we learned in the Braisa, Echad Leiv, Echad LeDavid, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that if you'd be able to look up, you'd have access all the way up to the highest of high and the holiest of holies. What would you see? You'd see two thrones. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and David HaMelech. Omalei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi turns to Rabbi Akiva and he tells him, Akiva, Ad Masai Ata Usa Shechina Chayel. How in the world could you make the Shechina Chayel? You're comparing David HaMelech to the Shechina? David HaMelech sits next to Hashem. No, nothing could be in the proximity of Hashem. So what's these two thrones that Daniel saw? Echad l'din v'echad l'tzedakah. There's one throne that Hashem sits on when he is going to issue din, and the other one when it's all about tzedakah. Says the Mar, kibli me'ele kibli. It was Rabbi Akiva Mekabel. What Rabbi Yossi said, it was Rabbi Akiva, not Mekabel. Rabbi Yossi said, Toshma, the time we learned the Bais, echad l'din v'echad l'tzedakah, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself said what Rabbi Yossi told him. Not echad l'din v'echad l'David. Rabbi Akiva himself said, echad l'din v'echad l'tzedakah. What do you see from there? That Rabbi Akiva was Mekabel what Rabbi Yossi told him. Amalei Rabbi Elaz ben Azariah. Rabbi Elaz ben Azariah told Rabbi Akiva, who now was teaching and explaining the two thrones, not like he had originally said, but the way Rabbi Yossi explained it to him. So it turns Rabbi Elaz ben Azariah to Rabbi Akiva, and he tells him, Akiva, Malach Haitzel Agada. Why are you getting involved with Divrei Haggadah? You're such a big Balkishman, Rabbi Akiva. Kach Haitzel Nagon Baholis. Somebody with your mind would be better served learning Negoim, Aholis. Don't waste your time with Haggadah Torah. You know why? Number one, it's not befitting you. Number two, you got it wrong. Because that's not the pshat in the two thrones. Rather, Echad L'Kisei V'Echad L'Shraf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a throne, and he also needs a footstool. Kisei Leishev Olav, and Shrafraf L'Hadoi Ragav. I'll just tell you one thing that came to mind. See, I have a Gemara where Daniel sees two thrones. And the Gemara, the Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gedoli, Gedoli, Gedoli Atanoim were grappling. Why were the two thrones? The Minim used this as ammunition. You see the Shtei Rishuyos. But what's the real answer? Why then were there two thrones? So Rabbi Akiva originally said, one is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other one is for David HaMelech. What did Rabbi Yossi tell him? Akiva, Admostai Ata'os HaShchinah Chol. Why are you making the Shchinah Chol? You're equating Kaviyochol, David HaMelech, as great as he may have been. To the Shekhinah, what came to mind is the Gemara in many places in Shas. One of them is in Bava Kamo, Memalef Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Shimon Am Suni, the Amriva, and some say, Nechem Yo Am Suni. He used to darshan every time it says the word S in the Torah. Kivan Shigil Esa Shemel Kachatiro, when he came to the word Esa Shemel Kachatiro, Pirish. He was Pirish. Why? Because he used to always darshan S, we're going to see that later in the Daf. He used to always darshan the word S to be marbis something similar to what it is that we're talking about. Right? We had yesterday, S Kayin, L'Rabbi is that there was a twin together with Kayin. So S is always L'Rabbi something similar. S Hashem, L'Kech HaTira, what could you equate to the Shekhinah? Amr Lei Talmidim, so the Talmidim told Shimon Amsuni, Rebbe, Kol Esim Shedarashta Me'te'elein, if you're going to walk away now from this Jerusha, of S L'Rabbis, what's going to be with all the other Essen that you're ready to ask? So he told him, Kishem Shekibalti Schar Ala Drisho, Kach Kibalti Schar Ala Prisho. Ad Shabar Rebbe Kiva, the Gemara says. And Shimon Amsun, he walked away from a lifetime of Chidushi Torah, all that he was Mechadish, using the word S L'Rabbis, until Rebbe Kiva came. And Rebbe Kiva taught, Es Hashem Elokech HaTira, L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. Why did Shimon Amsun not want to darshan the drosh of Rebbe Kiva? Because he felt, Talmidei Chachamim, you can equate to Es Hashem Elokech HaTira. You can't equate anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could anything be tougher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Until Rabbi Akiva came. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's okay. Es Hashem Elokech HaTira, the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. I think this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. Rabbi Akiva who said there's two thrones. Echad loy ve'echad le'David. And what did Rabbi Yossi tell him? Akiva, admosei ato'is Shechina choyl. How do you have a right to make the Shechina choyl? You're equating David HaMelech, albeit a great Talmud Chacham, one of the Zion Royan, etc., you're going to compare him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing can be compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is the same Rabbi Akiva, who darshan es Hashem Elokech HaTira, l'Rabbi Talmid HaChacham, that you could, a Talmud Chacham, can achieve such a madrigo that he can be compared literally to Kaviyachol himself. And Rabbi Akiva, who has no problem with David HaMelech having a seat next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the same Rabbi Akiva who says that in Es Hashem Elokech HaTira, the rabbis Talmid HaChacham. We always speak at the Chidah. The Chidah says, what's Achebor Rabbi Akiva? Until Rabbi Akiva came. So the Chidah said it's referring to the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says, Arba Nichnesu L'Pargas. Rabbi Akiva ben Azeh ben Zoyma, and Elisha bar Avua, who later became Acher. And they all were Nichnes L'Pargas, Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, that they physically go somewhere, where this was all some study of Kabbalah. But the bottom line is, they come in, and they see that a Malach is sitting down, he's writing Schusim Shal Yisrael, and Elisha bar Avua comments, and he says, I thought there's no yeshiva in Bezdin Shalmailo. And they got very upset at the Malach. They took him out, and they hit him, the Pulsa, the Nura, he had some terrible, terrible punishment. Said the Heilige Chidah, why did they punish this Malach? What did he do so wrong? So Pashut, how do you learn? Pashut you learn because he misled Elisha bar Avua. Elisha bar Avua ends up becoming the infamous Acher all because of that. He should have stood up. He should have realized that he may mislead Elisha bar Avua. Said the Chidah, that's not the reason. You know why they punished him? He said, because four Gedolei Adar walk into a room. You're supposed to stand up. So the Chidah said, that's the Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva himself walked in to Bezin Shomaiwa. And the Malach didn't stand up. And he saw the punishment that the Malach got. You know what he saw from there? Vasmein Kovet Talmud Chacham. Es Hashem Elokech HaTira L'Rabbis Talmid HaChacham. But come in, this is the same Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who had no problem from his personal experience. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva L'Rabbis Talmid HaChacham. Rabbi Akiva was okay with having a seat. I was thinking maybe that was the Gemara Shailah. Kibla Minei or like Kibla Minei? The Gemara wants to know, did Rabbi Akiva come around to what Rabbi Yossi said? Or did he not come around to what Rabbi Yossi said? So wichtig to know if he was Mekabel. There's many machlokes in Shas where one Tana tells something to the other Tana and we can ask the same question. Kibla Minei or like Kibla Minei? The Gemara never seems to care that much. Here, it's a holy boy in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a braisa. Yes, no, no, yes. I was thinking that it could be these ramifications. It could be whether Kibla Minei or like Kibla Minei could impact Bava Kama Memalef Amid Beis. It could impact Shimon Am Suni. There's a Yisoid over here. Do you have a right to equate the Talmud Chacham to the Shechina, or do you not have a right to equate the Talmud Chacham to the Shechina? Either way, Zok the Gemara, Vayter, Omer Rav Nachman, Hayman the other Ladure, Laminik Rav Idas. Any person who knows how to answer an Apikurus like Rav Idas did, Lihader, he should answer them. V'idloi, and if not, Loi Lahader. And again, these Gemaras that we're going to learn now, if you appreciate that in the context of Min being Rosh HaTevis, Mitalmidai, Yeshoi Noitzri, and you know a little bit of the history of the Jews and the early Noitzri, you could appreciate that these weren't just random conversations that were happening by the water cooler. These were serious, intense conversations that took place, right? The Broch of Ala Malshinim Alti Hisikva was Kipshutai established because of these minim, these very people. There was a min that told Rav Yudis, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'el Moshe Omar, Alei El Hashem. So this is in the context of Maimir Har Sinai. The Pasuk is in Parashas Mishpatim, it's Ein Muktam Umu Ucher BaTorah, because Parashas Mishpatim is after Parashas Yisrael, where the Torah seems to have already been given. But the Pasuk really is describing the events of prior to Maimir Har Sinai. And the Pasuk seems to say that Hashem is talking to Moshe, and tells Moshe, Alei El Hashem. Why would the Hashem speak in the third person? What should he have said? Alei Elai, mi boy Alei. So this Min was arguing to Rav Yudis, there's Hashem and this other deity, some other being that was communicating with Moshe Rabbeinu. Amalei. So Rav Yudis told him, it's true. The one talking wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would have said Alei Elai. He went to said Alei Hashem, but at the same time, it of course is not another deity. Elo Zeu Matatroin. This is the Malach Matat Sheshmoy Keshem Rabbi, who has the same name as his master. He has the same name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kishmi Bekirboy. So he told him, you're right, it's a good deity. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. It was the Malach Matat, and that's why he didn't say Alei Elai, because it wasn't Hashem. He said, Alei El Hashem. But Chalila, to think that it was another deity. It was someone that's so much similar because he's a Malach, Sheshmoy Kishem Rabbi, whatever that means, way beyond my pay grade. But Sheshmoy Kishem Rabbi, but who's talking over here, is the Malach Matat. Now what's this Pasuk, Hishmi Bekirboy? So we don't really have time, but there's some very interesting psukim that you may have never noticed in Parshas Mishpatim, and again in Parshas Kisisa, where after the Chet HaEgel, Hashem tells Moshe, Lech Reid, Kishiche Samcha. And one of the consequences Hashem tells Moshe is going to happen as a result of the Chet HaEgel is, Kilei Ela Bekirbay. I'm not going to take you into Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to appoint a Malach, and this Malach is going to be the one that's going to lead you into Eretz Yisrael. And some of the Shakta V'Tayra, we read some of it on every time it's Sibur, in the Kriyas HaTayra, Vayechal Moshe, is where Moshe is telling Hashem, I'm not masking. Absolutely not. I want you to lead us in, and I don't want to be led through a Malach. And Hashem tells Moshe, you have to understand that if I'm going to lead you and you're going to do something like this again, I'm not going to have a choice but to act upon it. I think you're better off with me keeping a little bit of distance and having the Malach lead you in. So there's this whole shock of a tire at the end of the day, the Yidden are masked, and Moshe puts up a real fight, and Hashem is the one that leads the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. So in that context, when Hashem is describing the Malach that he wants to lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, he describes him as a Malach that's Shmi Bekirboy. Who was the Malach? It was the Malach Matat, Shmi Bekirboy, in other words, Shmoy Kishem Rabbi. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if there's the Min, told Rav Idis, if there's this other Malach, who's Shmoy Kishem Rabbi, so you don't want to call him a deity, I hear. But he is Shmoy Kishem Rabbi. So Niflechule, maybe we should worship him. So he said no, because when Hashem described this Malach to Moshe, he told him, Al Tamir Boy, and what he meant to say was, Al Tamireni Boy. Specifically warned him not to worship him. Im Kein Lo Yisrael Fisheichem. One of the things Hashem says is that this Malach won't forgive your sins. Lovely, why does he have to say that? Bishloimo, if he's a deity, so you have to bavarn that he doesn't have the capability to forgive. But if not, why not? Amalei, either way, Rav Yudis told him, he says, listen here. He says, look at the pasuk. You can make any diyuk you want to make. At the end of the day, he told him, the Yidden were very, very clear. Moshe told Hashem that we're not mekabel, this malach. Not only doesn't he have the ability to forgive or not forgive, but he doesn't even have the ability to lead us into Eretz Yisrael. So this whole conversation about the Malach Matat is sort of a moot point. Either way, the Gemara was very impressed with the way Rav Idis responded to the Min, to the point that Rav Nachman commented, Hayman de Yoda Lahdure Lamina Ki Rav Idis, he was the Spitz anti-missionary, the Spitz Mekarev. He said, someone who knows how to answer like Rav Idis, Lahader v'Iloy, and if not, Loy Lahadis. I'll just tell you something interesting about the Malach Matat, the rest of the story. So who's the Malach Matat? Because I'll say, there's a Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, no less, at the very end. So the Pasuk talks about Chanoich. Chanoich was a big tzaddik. Vayishale Chanoich eso alikim. Ve'enenu, but he's not around anymore. Kiloka choyse alikim. It's a very interesting pasuk. Vayisale Chanoich eso alikim. Doesn't say he died. It says ve'enenu, he's not here anymore. Kiloka choyse alikim. Zok detargim yoinesin. Uflach Chanoich bekushto kodam Hashem. In English, he served Hashem. V'hole soy, he's not here. In dairei ara, together with the people that live on planet Earth. Arum isnegid v'salut l'rakia, because he was taken up into the heavens. B'meimer kodem Hashem. Ukroshim me, and Hashem changed his name to Metatrin Safarava. So Targum Yonason says, you want to know who the Malach Matat is? It's Chanoich. Chanoich is the Malach Matat. So now you know the rest of the story. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Vayisal Chanoich, tzaddik oyim." Chanoich was a tzaddik. Vekal bedaitoy loshav l'arshia. But at the same time, Hashem looked at him and realized that he was very vulnerable, and he was worried that he was going to do averus the same way his generation started doing averus. This is the precursor to the Dera Mabel. And Hashem was a little worried about Chanoich. Lefichach, it's for that reason, Mira Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem quickly hastened his death. Vehimisay koydim zmanoy. And that's what the pasuk means when it says ve'enenu. It doesn't say vayomos and he died, because he didn't die bezmanu. He died prematurely. The reason he died prematurely is Hashem was doing a tremendous chesed. Hashem is doing a chesed. He's taking him away from this world. Maher. Why? Because he's afraid that if Chanoich is going to live out his years, he may slip, he may end up doing averus. Right now he's a tzaddik, but v'kal b'dayte lo shuk l'ashi. I'm going to tell you something fascinating that I saw last night. I have to say from my house, Tchelus Mordechai. So Tchelus Mordechai was written by the Mershan, the Brzhan Rav. So he brings that he heard from his Rebbe, Yitzchak Isaac Mizidichoyev, who said that the Malach Matat dreitzach in all the batei midrashim in Shemayim. He makes visits, they give Shir Chloe and all the Bati Midrashim in Shemayim. But there's one base medrash he doesn't walk into. This is what his Rebbe said. He doesn't walk into Rashi's base medrash because of this Rashi. Because why did Rashi have to say, Tzadik koyev akal b'doit daitei loshav l'ashia? Chazal say to the contrary, it became the Malach Matat. And Rashi seems to be putting a negative spin on it. That Hashem saw that he was kal b'daitei loshav l'ashia, l'fichach mira kadosh baruch hu, and it's for that reason the Malach Matat doesn't enter the base medrash of Rashi. This is what he said, because of what Rashi wrote right here. But I'll tell you something fascinating. The Chasam Sofer, right here, the Chasam Sofer says something beautiful. He quotes Rashi, and he's also a little bit bothered with Rashi. And he's bothered with Rashi, certainly in light of the fact that Chazal seemed to have a completely different take on it. Chazal say it became the Malach Matat. We just learned the Gemara. Kishmi bekirboy, sheshmoy kishem rabboy. And yet, over here you have Rashi who's saying that Fakerdi was someone that was very vulnerable. Mira Kadosh Baruch Hashem quickly took him away, cut him his manner, so he shouldn't do averus. So listen to what the Chasam Sofer says. Chasam Sofer says that Chanoich was a malach. He achieved an unbelievable lofty status. But at the same time, he was an ascetic. He was poirish from the world, sat on a mountain somewhere, he served Hashem, and he reached the status of not just a malach of Kishmi Bekirboy. But says the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, really what Hashem wants from a person is not to be a malach. Hashem wants us to be human beings. And we should be the best human beings we can possibly be. And says the Chasam Sofer, when a person becomes that perfect human being, he actually becomes greater than a malach. His madrega is greater than the madrega of a malach. So it's true. People say something like that, it's a malach. It's true. But there's even a greater madrega. And you know what that is? It's to be a spitz human being. This is the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Because that madrega is even greater than the madrega of a malach. And he says, you know who was greater than that? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, you don't find anywhere became a malach. Avraham Avinu never became a malach. Avraham Avinu was a person. He was a human being. But he was greater than Chanoich. Of course, with B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Winaki, we're not B'nai Chanoich. Why? Because the level that Avraham Avinu reached was greater than the level of Chanoich. Says the Heilige Chasam Sofer, why did Avraham Avinu reach a madrega where he was greater than a malach and not Chanoich? Because in order to be that perfect human being, you have to be able to interact with people. You have to be able to be makar of people. You have to be mashpia on people. Because when it's all about you, that's not what Hashem wants. That's not what an Adam is. An Adam is someone that lives amongst people. He's part of the civilization, but he makes people better. He elevates people. He inspires people. He brings people closer to Hashem. A malach sits on a mountain somewhere. He serves Hashem. It's gevaldik. Hashem saw that Chanoich didn't have the ability to interact with people. Chanoich was a malach. No one's questioning his madrego. But says the Chassam Sofer, you know why Hashem didn't go to Chanoich and tell him, Lech lecha mi'aretz lecha mi'lad lecha mi'aretz lecha mi'aretz lecha? You know why he didn't tell him, go make people from v'nefesh hashas b'charim? Because he knew that he didn't have it in him. It wasn't something that he could do. That's all Rashi's saying. Rashi's not saying, Chalilo, that Hashem saw that Chanoich was going to slip. Chanoich was never going to slip. Chanoich could have lived on that mountain, served Hashem forever. He wasn't going to, it's not what Rashi was saying. Rashi was just saying, why did Chanoich become a Malach? Why did he become greater than a Malach? Why did Chanoich not become a Avraham Avinu? Why did Hashem go to Avraham and tell him, Lech Lecha? You know why Hashem didn't go to Chanoich and tell him, Lech Lecha? Because he realized that he didn't have it in him. Avraham Avinu did have it in him. Avraham Avinu was going to be able to leave his father's house. He was able to set up a tent, interact with people. People that weren't necessarily hashkafically where he was, and he was going to be able to cast a shadow on everybody and be able to be mashpi on everybody. That was something Avraham Avinu was able to do. It was something that Chanoich wasn't able to do. Chassam Sofer says it in his Chiddush Chassam Sofer on this pasuk right here. It's famous. We've spoken about it in the daf many times, but Chassam Sofer says in his Petuche Chosim, where he gives a very similar sicha. He talks about this, how Hashem doesn't really need another malach. So that's a famous piece of the Chassam Sofer. But this is not the shtickle that I just quoted. This Chassam Sofer is in Chassam Sofer, Al HaTorah. This is not as well known as the piece that he has in Petuchei Chosam. But regardless, that's how he reconciles what Rashi says, with the idea that Chanoich became a malach. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayter, another exchange between a min and a tana. Amalei ahu mina l'Rabbi Shom b'Rabbi Yosi. Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'Hashem himter al sedoim, v'al ha-moira, gofris v'esh, me'es Hashem. So read the pasuk. Hashem caused it to rain on sedoim v'al-moira, gofris and esh, me'es Hashem. His question was, me'itoy mi v'yolei. Hashem and Hashem. It's the same thing. So why is it me'es Hashem in the third person? Amalei ahu koyves. So there was a koyves person that does the laundry, who was standing here. He overhears this conversation. He tells him, Shafke. He tells Rabbi Shomer, let me answer him. I know my journal. The pasuk says, Vayemer Lalach Nashav, Lamech tells his wives, Oda Vetzila Shman Koili, Neshe Lamech. So we're learning a lot of Parshas Bereishis the last few days. He tells him, Oda Vetzila, listen to my voice, wives of Lamech. Nashai mi boyalei. So this was, he talks about himself in the third person. He says, Nashai, should have said my wives. Lemech's talking to his wives, and he refers to them as the wives of Lemech. Shouldn't he have referred to them as my? Sometimes the pasuk talks that way. It's poetic license. He says, don't worry about it. So Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yossi turned to this koyves, and he said, how do you know this? That was a great answer. So he told me, I once heard shir from Rameyer, and Rameyer said this. Dom Rabbi Yechin, okay, Abadorish Rameyer, but Pirkei Rameyer used to give shir, Abadorish Tilsa Shmaita. One third of his shir was halacha, so it was a third lamdis. Tilsa Agadata, it was a third Agadata, and Tilsa Masi, third of it was Mishalom. Third of it was like the Dubna Magid. So Rameyer gave a Gishmak a shir. Dom Rabbi Yechin said, Gibel Meyas Mishleis, Shua the Mahoyle Rameyer. Rameyer knew 300 Mishalom just about foxes. So 300 just related. We only know three. These are three different psukim. One is in Yecheskel. One is Vayikra Yotes. The other one is in Mishlei. If you take a look at the top Rashi, Rashi goes through what the Mishalim are. So this is unbeknownst to people, right? Interesting. You ever knew Rav Meir was like the Dubna Magid of his dar? And you wouldn't know that from all the Rameyers and Shas, from the Stam Mishnah Rameyers. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the end of Masechta Saita. We just quoted this Mishnah last week. We're talking about Mishameis Rebbe Batla Nova. It's in that very same Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishameis Rameyer Batlu Moishle Mishalom. So Rameyer used to know how to explain something with a Gishmak, a beautiful Moshel. So Rameyer is Moishle Mishalom. Unbeknownst. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaiter. Another exchange. I'm going to give it to Rabbi Gamliel. There was a Kevin that told Rabbi Gamliel, Eloikechem Ganavu. You know your God is a Ganav. Because the pasuk says, "Vayapal Hashem alikim tardei ma'ala Adam, vayishon." Hashem caused Adam Arishon to fall asleep, and what did He do to Adam when he fell asleep? He took one of his ribs, and he made chava, but he's a ganef. He stole one of his limbs. Amalei barte. So the kofer's daughter was standing there, and she turns to her father and says, "Shafke, let me deal with this." Meaning, I want to answer you. Tells Rabbi Gamliel, "I'm going to answer my father." Amalei, she says, "Truly duchasecha, do me a favor. I need a judge. I need a judge." Amalei lo amalech. Said, "Listen, bo aleinu alayla, because a ganef came at night. Venatvi made a kiddush al kasef. He took away silver. Venichul lanu kiddush al zav, and he replaced it with gold." Amalei levayish yavaleinu b'choyay. I don't know who this guy is, but make sure he comes back. He says, "For that you need a judge. Why would you prosecute him? That's a good deal." V'lo yafa. So he said, "So well, I think the same is true with other marishain. Wasn't it good that Hashem went to other marishain? Shenatvi menu tzei lachas, took away a rib. Venatvi shivcha l'shamshay, and exchange for that got a shimsh." Got a shivcha. Incidentally, I saw the Ben Yoyada. Why did this girl pipe? Why did she have to answer this question? So the Ben Yoyada says, I don't have it in front of me, but you can look it up. I'm not making this up. Ben Yoyada says she was sticking up for all women. She was a feminist. She was sticking up for the women because the father was sort of suggesting that other Rishon got a bad deal. He lost a rib and he got a wife. He says, that's a bad deal. As if a rib is more valuable than a wife. She says, one second. Listen here, Dad. If I give you silver, and I get gold in exchange, and I get a good deal? A woman is better than a rib. Ben Yoyada says she was sticking up for herself and all the women. So this was a real woman's movement over here. But it's interesting that even her in her response, what does she tell her father? You see where women's rights were. She says, "He took a rib and we got a shifcha." Meaning a woman was a shifcha. But the bottom line is, Amalei, don't think about it too much. Hachi kamina. So the father said, "Elalishkele behedya." No, what I meant to say was, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a ganav. You know, I understand. This is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, why do you have to do it in the middle of the night? He acted like a ganav. Why did this have to be some covert mission under anesthesia? Why couldn't Hashem just go to other Marishan in broad daylight and take in the rib? Amrale, she said, "I see li umtze de bistra. Go bring me a piece of raw meat." I saw they brought it. Ois v'tuch tuse bachsha. She took it. She put it into the coals, a fikta. I'm like, "Eichel, may I eat it? I'm like, easily, it's disgusting." I mean, sometimes when you see food prepared, it makes the food unappetizing. On Maleva, other Marisha nami. That's exactly what happened with other Marisha. You have the shkila behed, you have him isale. If other Marisha would have been awake and he would have seen Hashem take the rib and form chava, she would have been ma'us by him. So lechava v'al baila. For their shalom bias, Hashem purposely did it in this way. I know exactly what your God is doing right now. Rabbi Gamliel hears this, and this is all part of his response. He gives a krechts. Why are you krechtsing? He says, you know, I have a son, he's he's out of town. And I miss him. But I don't know where he is. Maybe you could tell me where he is. I'm like, I don't know where your son is. He says, "Chochem, the ikke ba'ara lo yodas. My son, who's somewhere here, is, and you don't know where he is. The ikke b'shma yodas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shemayim. Him, you don't know. You do know where he is." I'm like, "Kevin, I'm going to give it to him." The pasuk says, "Moine mispar lakeichav. Moine mispar lakeichav." Hashem counts the stars. My revuse. So the Kofa tells Rabbi Gamliel, "What's the big deal? Hashem can count the stars. I can also count stars." Isaac Habushi, Rabbi Gamliel brought some sort of fruit. He put it in a sieve. He started mishing it. How many fruit do I have? Stop shaking it, and then I'll count. The Rakia also moves. And if the Rakia also moves, then, and you're telling me you can't count a little bit of fruit in a basket because it's moving, how exactly do you plan on counting the stars? Now, the whole idea that this person knew how many stars there are on Rakia is ridiculous. Because you know how many stars there are on the Rakia? I looked it up. You know what scientists believe today? How many stars there are in the universe, not just in the Milky Way, our galaxy, but in the entire universe. 1 and 24 zeros. So I'm sure there's a word for it. But 1 and 24 zeros. I know 12 zeros is a trillion. So you have to big check. You have to add another 12 zeros after that. So it's 1,000,000,000 times 24. That's how many kechavim are, right? The Torah says, you see it already in the Torah. Because the Torah says that Klai Yisrael, they're going to be kechel hayom. They're going to be like the offer in the ground. They're going to be kechavim. So you see already then, they understood. You're equating the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world to all the kechavim in Shemayim. They're very much equatable. But the bottom line is, that's the Gemara. Some say that he told them a little different. Menili kechavim. He said, "I know the, how many stars." Tell me, how many teeth do you have in your mouth? He sticks his fingers. He's like, 1, 2, 3, right? He starts counting. So Amalei, he tells him, I don't know if he had 4 or 6, but the ikam apumech lo yadas. You don't know how many teeth you are. You have the ikam rekia yadas, and somehow you know how many kechavim there. I'm only careful. I'm leaving another story. Misha bara harim le bara ruach. You know, the God that created mountains is not the same God that created wind. Shenamar ki hine yoitzer harim uvayre ruach. Yoitzer harim, that's one God. Uvayre ruach, that's another one. Elamayato. So Gamliel responded, Gabi Adam dechsev vayivra. And then it says, Vayitzer hachinam misha bara zale bara zay. You're going to tell me that there were two gods that were involved in the creation of man? And he continued. He said, Tefach al tefach yesh boi ba Adam. He was referring to the forehead, which is a tefach by tefach. Ushneinu kovim yesh boi. And there are two holes. The ears, the eyes. Misha barazah le barazah. Are you going to tell me whoever created one didn't create the other? Why do I think that? Your same diak. Shema hanoite oizin halo yishma im yoitzer ayin halo yabit. So you have hanoite oizin and yoitzer ayin. Same diak. Yoitzer harim uvayre ruach. Amaleins, he said, yeah. There's the God of the ears and there's the God of the eyes. Amaleins, Rabbi Gamliel told him, just out of curiosity, ubashas miso, when it's time for a person to die, kulam nespaisu, so what happens? All the gods, they convene, they come together and they decide because there's a few people that have a say in the matter. It's not the way it works. There was an Amgushi who told Amemar. Amgushi was a sorcerer. Maran Shabbos talks a lot about the Amgushis. I think it's Shabbos Ayin Heim and Aleph. Mi palgach le'iloy the hormis. The upper part of a person's body belongs to the shade, the shin dalid hormis. Mi palgach le'tatoy, the lower part of a person belongs to Ahormiz. So there's Hormiz, not to be confused with Ahormiz. Amalei imkein heichi shavikle Ahormiz lohormiz laabure mayibara. Says, I don't understand why Ahormiz, who's in charge of the lower part of the body, would allow food to come from the top part. A person eats on the upper part of his body, and then eventually when he excretes it, it goes to the lower part of his body. To the extent that different shadim are in charge of these different domains, it would make sense that Ahormiz shouldn't allow it to go through. Vaistais is one person in charge of the entire gof. Only case of Rav Tanchum, Tala Hevi Kula La'amachada. So the case comes from Rav Tanchum, and he says, you know, why do you have to be a separate nation? There's Jews, there's non-Jews. Why do we all become one big happy family? So Amma, so he told him, Lachi, I think it's a good idea. However, Anan Malina, you know, we're circumcised. We have Bris Milo. So Loi Matzina Mahavi Kavasaicha, we can't be like you. If you want, Atum Mahalisu, have Bris Milo. Vahavi Kavasan, and become like us. Amalei, so Domei Meshapakarmas, you're saying good, you got me, you want up. Me, but unfortunately for you, called the Zachi, the Malka, Lashvir, the Bibar. Anyone that outsmarts, anyone that stumps the king gets fed to the wolves. Shadu the Bibar, so they threw him in with the animals. Vleyachlu, the animals didn't eat Rav Tanchum. Amaleyahu Tzaduki, said there was Tzaduki that said, Hadalayachlu, Mishum Dalekaf. I mean, there's a big Kiddush Hashem that took place. But this Tzaduki said, nah, don't be so in his fault. These animals are probably just not hungry. Shadu Leila Didei, so they said, oh, let's find out. So they threw the Tzaduki in, Vachlu, they ate him. And it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So you know the story with Hanani, Mishael, the Azariah, Avram Avinu, and the Kibshon Ha'esh. Now you know the Maisu with Rav Tanchum. Only Kevet, the Rabbi Gamliel, Kevet, the Rabbi Gamliel, Amritu Kobi Asar Shechim Teshai. I was told that the Chachamim say that whenever there's a minyan, there's 10 Jews in a room, the Shechina is always Shaira. Kama Shechinta, he said, how many Shechinas are there? Ah, it must be Shteiru Shuyas. It's Chochum. Kayu v'shames, Rabbi Gamliel called the Shames. Machabe ba'apte, he hit him on the back. Amalei, my old Shimsha be'beis of the Kaifer. He says, when the Shames opened up the door, so sunlight came in. So Gamliel tells him, why did sunlight just walk in? Amalei, Shimsha kuli almanaych. The sun, anytime you open a door, you allow it entrance, it's going to come in. See, so Gamliel turns to this Kaifer and he tells, Mashim Shadachad Min Elif Alfi Rivei Shamashim. It's one of tens and hundreds and thousands of millions of Shamashim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and somehow it's able to seep in wherever it needs to seep in. The Kami Kutcha Berichu, Naicha Lekuli Alma, Shechino, the Kutcha Berichu, Lachas Kama Bekama. It's just like the sun can enter wherever it's allowed to enter, so too the Shechino can enter wherever. There's not thousands of suns, there's one sun, but it is something that could influence the entire world at one time. The Shechina is the same way. It's not Chalila that there are many Shechinas. It's all, of course, one Shechina. Amalei Ahu Midel Rabbavu, there was Midel Tov Rabbavu, Elekechem Gachachon Hu. Your God is a Gachachon. So what's a Gachachon? Chuka, the Mesachik bin Nevi'im. He's like a Batchin. He plays around. He messes with his Nevi'im. Why? The Kabbalah Yecheskel, Hashem told Yecheskel, Shechav al Tzidcha Hasmali. He says, lie down on your left side. Fixiv, a few psukim later, V'shechav al Tzidcha Yemani. Lie on your right side. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel is playing games with Yecheskel. It's confusing him. It's messing with him. Left side, then your right side. That's what this min was accusing HaKadosh Baruch Hu of. Says the Gemara, Osa, Tamida Amar Le. As they're having this conversation, one of Rabbi Vos Talmidim walks into the room and he tells him, my time of the Shviyas. He says, Rebbe, can you explain to me, why is there a mitzvah of Shemitah? Shemitah is a big mysterious nefesh. Why is there a mitzvah of Shemitah? Amar Le, he told him, Hashta Mina Lechum Nilsa, Deshavi Letravayo. So he turns to the men and to his Talmud, and he says, I'm going to give one answer now that's going to answer both of your questions. I'm going to answer your question, the min, why Hashem would have given Yecheskel conflicting messages, lie on your left side and lie on your right side. And I'll answer your question, my entire Talmud, why Hashem gave the mitzvah of Shemitah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ziru Sheish Veshmitu Sheva, work for 6 years and rest the seven. Kidei Sheteidu, so you should remember Sheha Oret Shalihi. Every now and again you have to take a break, you have to stop, to remember that you're not the balabas. It's not Olam Shalcha. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world belongs to Hashem. Ve'heim lo yasukim. But unfortunately, Klai Yisrael didn't do that. Elochatu, they sinned, ve'galu, and they were forced into galus. Now, Minhag Shalom, Rabbi Gamliel continued and said, Melech Basavadam Shesarach al Medina, a Melech Basavadam, whose Medina, his country rebelled against him. Imachzari hu, if the Melech is an Achzar, Hayrik Eskul, he kills them. Imrachman hu, if he's a Rachman, Hayrik Chetzion, he only kills half of them. Im Rachamon Moli Rachamim Hu. If he's the most compassionate king, what will he do? Miyaser HaGedoylem. He will punish the great ones, be Yisurim, and everybody else will be spared. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyaser Es Yecheskel Kedei Lamarkis Av Anisein Shal Yisrael. So you want to know why the Shemitah? To remember that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, the Yidden didn't observe Shemitah. And that's why the Yidden were forced into Golus. But Hashem didn't want to just wipe out Klal Yisrael. He didn't even want to wipe out half of Klal Yisrael. You know what he did? He acted like the Melech Basa Vidam. That's Molei Rachamim. And what he did was, is he's punishing just certain people that he feels can handle it, the great ones. Thus, Yecheskel's being punished. Left side, right side. It's an Oynish. You're right. It's confusing Yecheskel. It's a punishment. He is bearing some of the punishment that really belongs to Klai. So, Amalei, Ahum, Minel, Rabbevo, there was a minute, told Rabbevo, Elokeichem, Koyenu. You know, your God is a Koyen. How do I know that? Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, V'yikhu li truma. And who gets truma? A Koyen gets truma. So, what was this? Kasha, this was a setup. Ki kavre la Moshe, b'may tovo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chloy d'v'atzmai, like the Mishnah says in the end of Masechta Saita, in the end of the first parak of Masechta Saita, Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Mida Keneged Mida, because Moshe was involved with burying Atzmas Yosef. So Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem buried Yosef. But his question was, if Hashem was a Kohen, and a Kohen that becomes Tomei is going to have to toivel in order for him to be able to conduct himself like a Kohen, where could Hashem have toivel? Now, the Chiteva B'maya, you're going to tell me Hashem went into the mikveh, V'aksiv ki modad b'sholei mayim. There's no water that measures up to Hashem. So he couldn't have gone into water. Amalei benura tovel. You're right. He didn't go into a mikveh. Kadosh Baruch Hu toiveled himself in fire. Dechsif ki hinei Hashem ba'esh yavoi. Hashem went into fire. You know what that means? Ki hinei Hashem ba'esh yavoi to toivel. But the Gemara says, "Omi soka tfilusa benura." Does tfila in fire help? Amalei, absolutely. Adarabi, he told him. Adarabi, ikrit filusa benura, who the ikrit filas in fire, dechsev v'chola shalo yavoi ba'esh, taviru b'mayim. If you can't toivel it in fire, then you're supposed to listen in the context of the Geule Midyan. But the point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did toivel. This is how he was answering the min, Rabbevo was. Rabbevo was telling the min, I hear you want to make kanoches, Hashem's a koyin, he has to toivel. There's no mikvah that Hashem can be toivel in. True, but fire also works. Either way, Amalei, hum minel Rabbevino, ksev it says, mi kamchi yistrol gayechad ba'aretz. My Rav Usayo, o klai yistrol gayechad ba'aretz. There's another pasuk, meaning the Yidden like to walk around saying that they're gayechad ba'aretz. What about this pasuk? All the nations are ka'ayin. Now we seem to be lumping all the nations in together. Klal Yisrael together with all the Umay Sa'ilam. So on the one hand, I know you're very proud of this pasuk. Umikamcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. But there's another pasuk. Kol agoyim kayin negdoi. A more sobering pasuk. Amalei mi detchu asidu alon. Dechsev, he says, no. I want to tell you what I heard from a non-Jew. I heard from Bilam, the Gentile prophet. He said, ubagoyim lo yischashav. Now, whenever it says goyim, Klal Yisrael is not included in goyim. Rabbi Lazar Rami. Ksiv it says tov Hashem lakoyel. Viksiv tov Hashem lakoyvav. So is Hashem good for everybody? Tov Hashem lakoyel or only lakoyvav? Says the Gemara. Moshe l'adam sheish l'paradis. There was a person that had a garden. Kshu mashke mashke eskuli. When he waters it, he waters the entire garden. Kshu oyder. But when it comes to dig, eino oyder elo tovim shebahem. So tov Hashem lakoyel. Hashem bestows good upon the whole world. Hashem doesn't pick and choose who's going to have good, who's not going to have good. But the real tov, when it comes to being chayresh, when it comes to being oider, then Hashem picks and chooses, right? If somebody irrigates a garden, so irrigate everything. It's just much easier. You're not going to start pour water here, pour water there. No, you go b'shefa. It's much more convenient. Water the entire field. But when it comes to actually micromanaging the individual assets within the field, so then you pick this field, this is one I'm going to work on, that I'm going to work on, that you let it go. So that's what Hashem does. On the one that Tov Hashem Lakoil, this brach and this shefa that's cast upon the entire world, but at the same time, the real Tov is handpicked. It's Tov Hashem Lakoilov. So returning back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that we told the Edei Nefoshes that be very careful. And don't say Eidus if you're not telling the truth. We know the Musar Shnuz quite well by now. But then we said, if you're going to tell me Malon Ulat Sarazois, realize you have to say Eidus. Because it says, so once you know Eidus, you don't have a choice. You have to say Eidus. And you're going to tell me, I'd rather bite the bullet. Meaning, not say Eidus, be over on the Imla Yagiv and Asa Avoinai. Because I just don't want to kill someone? No, you should realize that to the extent that this person deserves to die, b'avoid risham rina. Meaning the whole shmooze is only on the hanocha that you're not telling the truth. But to the extent that you're telling the truth, to the contrary, there's an idea of b'avoid rishayim rina, says the Gemara. The pasuk says, v'yavar harina b'machina. And the context over there is Achav. There's no time now to go into detail. But the context over there is where Achav dies. Achav was a big Rasha. So Achav dies, v'yavar harina b'machina. Everybody was happy. Omerav Achav b'rachanina b'avoid rishayim rina. The pasuk of b'avoid rishayim rina that Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, you know what he was talking about? Achav, b'avoid, Achav. Ben Omri Rino, that it was so joyous when Achav died, that all of Akasav Oimer, Bavoid Rishon Rino. But the Gemara asks, Mi Chadi Kuchi Brichu Bapatos Rishon, is Hashem happy when a Rosha dies? Vokse, but we know the Pasuk, it says, Lefnei HaChalutz, V'Oimim Hoidu L'Hashem, Ki Li Oilem Chasta, the context over there is Yoshafat. He's going to fight on behalf of Klal Yisrael with the Amoinim. And the Yidden, they go out with Tupim and Mechailos and trumpets, right? The way they used to fight wars once upon a time. And they're singing Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu. What do they sing? Hoidu Lashem ki loilom chazdei. V'am Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan said, there's one word missing. Every child knows that. It's not Hoidu Lashem ki loilom chazdei. Hoidu Lashem ki toiv. Ki loilom chazdei. Mei maloi nemer bai dozo ki toiv. He said, l'fi shenin kodesh baruch samech ma'apalton shem resham. Because Hashem wasn't so happy. We're tempering the excitement a little bit. On the one hand, we're going to go win a war. But on the same time, people are going to die, albeit Rishoyim, and Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'mapaltum Shal Rishot. And how do we know that, says the Gemara? Another Makar, and also Rabbi Yonasan. It says, on the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, like Kar of Zelzeh. Now what's Pashab Shat? What's it referring to? The two camps, the Mitzrim and the Yidin, they never got to each other. There was a chase, but they never actually caught them. But Yonasan said, there's a hidden message over here. It's referring to the Malachi Asharis, the ones that have the Kar of Zel Zeva Omar Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. The Malachi Asharis, who sing Shira every night, wanted to sing Shira. Omar Makodesh Baruch Hu, Masa Yadai Tovim Biyam. Va'atim Oimrim Shira Lefana. So you can't sing Shira. So Yoshafat didn't say Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. He left out the words Ki Toiv because people are going to die, albeit Rishon. And when the Mitzrim who are Rishon are dying, V'loi Korav Zel Zekal Alai, the Malachi Asharis can't say Shira. Why not? Because Masa Yadai Tovim Biyam. So why then would Bavoid Rishon Rino be Achav Ben Omri? Zolzain Achav is a terrible Rasha. But still, I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when a tzaddik dies. So if Hashem is not happy, we shouldn't be happy. Why Bavoid Rishon Rino? Om Rabbi Yis Reb Chanina, who ain't no sus? Aval Acherim, it's true, Hashem himself doesn't rejoice, but he causes other people to rejoice. Dekanami dechsiv yosis, v'loi ksiv yosus. That pasuk that the Gemara quoted earlier, it says yosis, v'loi ksiv yosus. Thus we see from here that it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doesn't get happy. And that's why he didn't allow the Malachi Asharis to sing Shira to him, because Hashem wasn't happy. And at the same time, that's why we didn't say Kitoiv, because Kitoiv would only work if Hashem himself was in a place of Simcha. But are we allowed to be B'Simcha yet? Hashem is not sus, aval acherim meisis, and it's for that reason we are allowed to be happy. And that's why Vayavar Harina B'machna, Bavoid Rishon Rina, Bavoid Achav Ben Omri, there was Rina. So this is something that we've spoken a lot about in the past. Number one, on the one hand it says, Bavoid Rishon Rina, Ben Foyle Vecha Al Tismach. The two psukim seem to contradict each other. Bavoid Rishon Rina, when a Rasha dies, Rina, Ben Foyle Vecha Al Tismach. So we've spoken out from the Chida. The Chida says it depends.
Why are you happy? Are you happy because he's a Rasha? Because you're upset at the fact that this person is defiling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bavoid Risham Rina. But if you're happy because he's your enemy, because you personally don't like him, then Benfoid Oyvecha Al Tismach. If the emphasis is on Rishayim Rina, if the emphasis is on Oyvecha, then to the contrary, then it's Benfoid Oyvecha Al Tismach. This Gemara, the Beis Yosef brings, is the reason that we don't say the entire halal. We skip Loy Lanu and Ahafti, Cholomoy Pesach, and the second day is Pesach. So on Sukkot, you gomer as a halal the entire Sukkot. When it comes to Pesach, right, if you look in the Siddur, when do you skip Loy Lanu and you skip it on Rosh Chodesh and Cholomoy and Yom Nachrenim Shal Pesach? Why? Every Yontif. On Chanukah, you gomer as a halal. On Shavuos, you gomer as a halal. On Sukkot, you gomer as a halal. Why do you not complete the halal on Pesach? The reason is because Shviyah Shal Pesach was Kriyas Yamsuf. And Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachi Ashoris couldn't sing Shira. Because Masa Yodai Toivim Biyom, Va'atem Oimrim Shira. So we too observe that on some level, and we're not going to rest the Hallel. We sing Hallel. We say, Hoidu Lashem Ki Liyolam Chazdei, but not Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. We're not going to rest the Hallel. And once we're not going to rest the Hallel, Shviyah Shal Pesach, it can't be going to rest Cholomoy Pesach, because Cholomoy can't be more than Shviyah Shal Pesach, as I state in Poiskim. And for that reason, we're not going to rest the Hallel. Now, the truth is, the Gemara in Erechim that Yudom Beis gives another reason. We've spoken out of Mashal and Brochas Daftesam and Beis, one of the last Mashals and Kedusha Gaz Daftesam and Beis, Ayin Shom. There's theorists and chas about this. The Inkan Mikoimoy Laharech. But just one Ha'ara, that's a little bit more Gemara. Zokta Gemara, Vaiter. Vahazoimis Rochas. So on the topic of Achav. Now, why is the Gemara going to talk about Achav now? Because the Mishnah mentioned the pasuk Bavoid Rishon Rina, and Rab Acha Darshan, that Bavoid Rishon Rina is referring to Vayadur Harina B'machina, and that's the death of Achav. Now, the pasuk over there says, Vahazoinois Rochatsu. They washed the Zoinois. That's by Achav's Levaya. Om Rabbi Loza Lamorik Shtechez Yoinois. What it means is that they were able to clarify, not Zoinois, but Chazoinois, Miloshin Chazoin, two Nevuos. There were two prophets that had prophesied about the death of Achav, and when Achav finally died, they were clarified, they came true. Achav Shal Michyohu, the Achav Shal Eliyahu, Bit Michyohu. It says, Im Shoif Toshuv B'Sholom Yedibir Hashem. B'Liyog Sib M'Koyim HaShal Lokuk Ha'Klov V'Mestam Novos. They were both saying Nevu about the death of Achav, and finally, they were justified, so to speak, when Achav was killed. Rava Marava says, Zoynois Mamish. No, means they literally washed the Zoynois. Why? Achav Ish Mitzoynin Hoya. Achav literally was a cold man. For us, Soloi Izevel, his wife Izevel, made Shtei Tzurei Zoynois B'Rakavtoi, two pictures of Zoynois on his chariot, Gideisha Yira Oislam, so he should see them V'Yischamim, and he should come alive a little bit. He should be aroused. They got very bloody when Achav died, and that's what the pasuk means. They washed those two zaynois. V'ish moshach b'keshes l'tumay v'yakya. Again, in the context of Achav's death, Rabbi Loza says l'fi tumay. It means that there was that it wasn't writ, meaning the person that killed Achav wasn't really trying to kill Achav. It was l'fi tumay. It just happened by mistake. Rava Amar Rava said l'tamim shtei chazyoinois. It's like the same idea like we had earlier, the two chazyoinois. Achav shel mechiyov, Achav shel eliyov. That when Achav died, it's the same idea. L'tamim, it fulfilled these two nevuos, because finally these two nevuos, Achav was going to die one day, and he just wasn't dying. Finally it happened, he was killed, so everybody was justified, all these nevuos finally came true. So just to conclude with one ha'ara, so one of the themes of this week was Kayin and Hevel, so I'll just tell you a beautiful Chlam Seifer, we'll put the ribbon on a lot of the raid that we spoke about this week. So Kayin kills Hevel, and at first glance, it looks like Kayin ends up with the better end of the deal. It's true, he goes to Golos and bad things happen to him, but at the same time, the world came from Kayin, right? Didn't come from Hevel. Hevel died. Nothing came from Hevel. Kevin didn't have children. We don't know anything about Hevel's mishpacha. But Kayin has Dairis. Read the Psukim. Kayin has Dairis. So the Dairis seem to have come from Kayin and not from Hevel. And the Chassam Sofer says in his Chedush, Chassam Sofer, right at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, he says, what message is the Torah teaching us right in the beginning? It looks like Kayin, in cold blood, kills Hevel. Hevel ends up losing out the Dairi Dairis, and Kayin seems to come out the winner. Very bothered by that. So Chassam Sofer, it can't be. What's Pshat? Pshat is just the opposite. And really, there's a very, very profound, a very positive, a very meaningful message that we can take out of this. And that is, he says that although we think that maybe all the Dairis came from Kayin, it's not really what happened. You know where the Dairis came from? They came from Shais. That's who they came from. The Pasuk says, we just quoted the Gemara, that Adam HaRishon was Pirish Me Ishtai for 180 years. And at the end of the 130 years, and at the end of 130 years, Vayeda Adam Oides Ishtai, Vatele Ben, Vatikre Shemoy Shais, Ki Shosli Elohim Zera Acher, Tachas Hevel, Ki Harogai Kai. Hashem gave Adam HaRishon another child, but he didn't just give him another child. It was Zera Acher, Tachas Hevel, in place of Hevel, Ki Harogai Kai. I saw Yaakov Kamenetsky, and his MS Yaakov says that how did Adam HaRishon know that this son was Tachas Hevel? Somehow this son was Tachas Hevel. So it makes a beautiful deal. He says that when Cain was born, the Pasuk says, Va'adam yod eschava ishtoi, va'tar va'telet es Cain. Va'toysef lo ledes, the next Pasuk, es achiv es Hevel. So Adam gives birth to es Cain, and then he gives birth to es Hevel. What does es Cain teach us? That Cain was born with a twin. What does Es Hevel teach us? That Hevel was also born with a twin. When it comes to Shais, Vayeda Adam Oides Ishtoi, Vatelet Bein, Vatikre Shmoi Shais. It doesn't say Vatelet Es Shais, Vatelet Bein, Vatikre Shmoi Shais. Zakrib Yaakov, I think the Dik is pretty obvious. There was no twin. By Cain, it says Es Cain. By Hevel, it says Es Hevel. But by Shais, it doesn't say Es Shais. To the contrary, it says Vatelet Bein. All there was a son. There was no twin. So Adam HaRishon says, Cain was born with a twin. Hevel was born with a twin. Now I have a son, Shais, and Shais wasn't born with a twin. Vaistois, Shais is coming to be Memala Maichisaren. He's coming to be in place of Hevel. And the Chasam Sofer quotes Svar Makdoshim, that the Svar Makdoshim say that Shais had the neshama of Hevel. It was really Hevel. Hevel had come back to life, and that's what the pasuk means. Ki shosli elikim zera acha tachas Hevel ki aroge kayim. He was brought back to life. Says the Chasam Sofer, not only was Hevel brought back al yidei Shais, but later there was going to be a yid named Noach, and Noach is tzaddik tamu hoy b'dei roisof. And you know whose neshama Noach had? Noach also had the neshama of Hevel. It went from Hevel to Shais then to Noach. And later there was going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu who was Kibbol Torah Misinai, and he was going to have that very same neshama. Four people, says the Chasam Sofer, had the same neshama. First Hevel, then Shais, then Noach, then Moshe. It's Oisius neshama, Azoizok the Hilgi Chasam Sofer. So says the Chasam Sofer, let's revisit this. Cain killed Hevel. At first glance, it looked like Hevel the Tzaddik lost out. Nothing was going to ever come from Hevel. Cain, he's a Rasha, he has Dairis, he has hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of Enochlach, he gets to see a lot of Nachas. But that's the way it looks to us from the micro view that we have. But really, from the view of Hashem, it's very, very different. Really, Hevel is the one that's going to have the Nachas. Hevel's going to come back, he's going to be reincarnated. His Neshama is going to come back, first as Shais, then as Noach, then as Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire world, Beruchnias or Begashmias, was all going to come from Hevel. And what was going to be from Cain, nothing was going to come from Cain. And says the Chasam Sofer, Betchilas Torah Seinu Akdosha, right at the beginning of the Torah, Nasan Lanu Mokim Lahoyres Jochav Yisbarach Shemai, Gihine, Hashem showing us, he's teaching us that we think we understand everything, and we see Rishon very often. The tachlis of a person is not this world. Sometimes you see a Rosh who's being matzliach. It's not a raya that Hashem really wants him. It could be they're going to get toiv now, but eventually they're going to be completely wiped out. They were all killed in the marble. V'lo nishal ham shem v'sheiris. V'hevel achar kuf lamed shana nisgalgu b'sheis. Shemimenu hushsas ha'olam. K'moyshe kosev atikre eshmoy sheis ki shosli elikim zera achar tachas hovel. Perish ki nishmas hevel boil sheis v'haynu tachas hovel. V'achar kach nisgalgu b'noyach. B'yinei olam asheni achar ha'mabel. V'achar kach b'moysh rabbeinu olav ha'sholom. Shebishviloi nivre ha'olam. Nishome rosh ha'teves noyach sheis moysha hevel sisri teiru. From the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, but says the Chasam Sofer, that's the punchline. So it's true. Keitz Naim and Esa Eidim, we tell the Eidim, Kol Demei Achicha Tzarek Demei Lai. They call him Ma'abi Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael Kilu Ibe Koyot. And at first glance, looks like that's what happened. When Cain killed Hevel, he destroyed Anoyim Amalek. But that's not really what happened. The rest of the story is that Hevel was going to come back. He was going to come back 130 years later as Shais. Shemimenu Hushsa Soilom. And then Shais was going to be reincarnated through Noach. And Noach through Moshe, the entire world came dafka. It came dafka, the whole Olam Mala. The whole Olam Mala came out of heaven. Cain wasn't the Abed Olam Mala. He didn't have the ability to do it. The Olam Mala was going to come from heaven. That's how it came. You know whose Olam Mala was lost? It was Cain. It was Cain's own Bishvili Nivra Olam. He could have been. He thought that he destroyed the Olam Mala. And he got the Olam. It was just the opposite. Hevel is the one through whom there's going to be an Olam Mala. But Cain ended up losing, like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said yesterday. He ended up losing his Bishvili Nivra Olam. It could have been from him. It actually didn't come through him.